empire, everyone rallies around to protect the king and the queen. Why? They are the most important people in the kingdom. And in this episode, I'm talking about why you need full protection and to guard yourself like the queen that you are.
You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me today on this episode. Now, I'm not referring to you like the queen that you are because a queen wears a title or they demand to be so put up on a pedestal, but because they are responsible. They make the important decisions. The king and the queen are the one that everybody looks to lead them, and they would be lost without their king and their queen to rule the kingdom. And as a leader of your business, you are the queen or the king, not in a conceited way, but do you know this is your business and you make the decisions and you are the most important person. You are the one that has the responsibility and you need to make sure that you are fully protected. Now, it's a strange concept, I guess, to protect yourself from what you might ask. So you can fulfill the vision and you can be the best boss that you can be and be present and show up for your team, for your clients, for your brand. This is a big responsibility. And if you want to get to the next level of your business, then you need to behave and be different to the other people around you. Now, that sometimes can feel hard because you are different. And the people around you in your immediate networks, they won't understand you, your needs, your wants, your desires. And some, sadly, but it's reality, will want to bring you down. Either they worry about you, they want to bring you down because they love you and worry, or it simply brings out feelings of inadequacy for themselves. And I think, you know, we need to treat ourselves as business owners. We need to treat ourselves as the CEO, as the queen, not in a conceited way, but more like a high-performance athlete. You know, if you want to be a high-performance athlete, there's a diet, there's a regime that you have to adhere to. You have to get up early. And there are certain specific things that you need to do and behave and complete in order for you to hold the title or the role of high-performance athlete. And the same goes for business. If you want to be successful in business, you have a responsibility to fulfill that role. And there are behaviors and actions and things that you need to do in order to succeed. And one of those things is to make sure you are fully protected. You need to ensure that you have the right protection around you. And so here are my thoughts on how to ensure that you're fully protected so you can perform and you can step up into your responsibility and you can be the best CEO for your team, for your clients, for your brand. So my first one is to fill your cup first. Now, this is not selfish. Now, as someone, for me, I'm a natural server. I'm a person that naturally serves. I came from a family that I was taught that you hand the other person the biggest piece. You make the coffee. I still make the coffee for my husband first. But for the most part, I need to look at filling my own cup first as not being selfish, but actually as serving other people, as it being generous. When I can prioritize myself, I can be present and show up to do the things that I can do. If I'm hungry, eat the least, sleep the least, and am the most stressed out, then I'm in no way to serve other people or to step into my responsibility. So I'm still learning to do this myself, you know, and when you're growing a business, it's hard to make space for yourself. I remember when I first started my business and I had, you know, in that time where I had my first five clients, you know, that's 5 one-hour sessions in a two-week period, or it might have been weekly actually. And I just thought this was amazing. I was walking the dog and walking out in the sun, and I thought, you know, I couldn't remember a time where I had it so lovely. And the same when you're first building your clientele, you have gaps, you have time to build your business between your clients. That changes. And as your business starts to grow, the pressure starts to be put on your time, on your priorities. And as your business starts to grow and you build on it, bring on a team, your priorities changes, your role changes. And the first thing to get squeezed out, looking after yourself. And this, you need to be mindful. And I do believe that there is a time and a period where you need to put everything down and prioritize the build period of your business. And there is a time, and this is another whole episode, honestly, when you have to do all the things. You have to do all the roles until your business catches up with you and there's the financial model and the team model that's frameworks in place for you to start to gain yourself back. And I know for me, I'm just getting back there. Because I didn't do well when the pressure was on, and I now have a sit-down job. My exercise stopped, the pressure grew, as did my waistline. But now my team, I've got to that next lump, and this is my second business I'm growing like this. And the team gets to a certain size, and I can start to put myself first again. So it's not about how long you are in self-deprivation or trying to do all the things or in overwhelm. It's how quickly you can be in that space and get the hell out again. Otherwise, you're not going to last the distance. So you need to prioritize yourself. Fill your cup first. And I guess it's things like eat well, sleep well, create white space, exercise, do the things you love, keep luxuries in a moderation. It's those things that we know as business owners get squeezed out when the pressure is on and we're trying to grow. So to give yourself full protection, fill your cup first. As often and as much as possible. And don't feel bad about it. Remember, you're a high-performance athlete, and for you to perform at your best, you have to put yourself first. The next one is protect yourself from distraction. Learn to say no. Forgive the shiny objects. Now, I'm a creative entrepreneur. I love opportunities. And when I'm in the zone, I see opportunities everywhere. They're popping out at me as I walk down the street. My mind is on fire with information and ideas and concepts. And I love that. I love that about myself. But as much as it is my sweet spot, it is also something that can derail me. And I have to learn to say no. And I've learned that there's more power in what I say no to than what I say yes to. Actually, I have to say yes to less than I say no to. I need to say no more often than not. And it's really hard when you're an opportunist, when you're a creative entrepreneur and you can see all the things that you could, should, would. And I just have to trust the right things, the things that are important and that will take me to where I want to go will come back to me at the right time. And it's not about squashing that creativity. It's about being smart and learning to say no to the things that are going to distract you from actually getting to where it is that you want to go. And this is not just in business, I guess. It can be applicable to all things. Who you choose to spend time with. The extracurricular, that was a mouthful, activity that, you know, can you help at school? Do you want to come out on the social event? All the other things that you could, should, would. Saving people. Like, we have people in our lives that lean on us to save them. And sometimes we have to make choices. Do we save ourselves or do we save others? And I know that's really hardcore to say, but we do need to protect ourselves from overcomplicating our lives. And this has been a journey for me over the last I'm going to say the whole last 6 years, you know, it was part of what was driving me to sell my business is just to get back to ground zero. And it probably took me 2 or 3 years after selling my business where I really could truly just get to this place of calm and this place of stop and then rebuild from there and learn to say no and learn to prioritize myself and get out of the mouse wheel, get out of the overwhelm, get out of the adrenaline space where I was constantly doing the kids, doing the business, doing the thing, seeing the opportunity and trying to be the best friend to everybody and have a social life and have all the shiny objects that I want and buy a car and get some clothes. And man, I feel exhausted just talking about it. And I learned to say no and I learned to calm the engine and choose who I spend time with and choose what I say yes to. And from there, from that place, I had the energy to build a new business and to step forward into something new and really step into my creative genius. Because do you know what? I've got the same 24 hours in the day as Beyonce and look what she can achieve. And I'll tell you something, she is not doing all the things. She is choosing who she spends time with. She is choosing to say no. She is saying no to lots of opportunities and letting shiny objects go away. You know, for so many years, I had more than one business. And I would have three major projects going on at a time. And it wasn't until I shut all of those down that business really took off for me. So protect yourself from distraction. Learn to say no and learn which shiny objects are coming to distract you. Because, you know, what's universally true is that when you make a decision, the universe, God, Facebook, whoever you believe in, will come and distract you and it will test you on your resilience on your decision. So wait for it. As soon as you've made a really definitive decision about a direction, you know, like if you've decided you're going to sell, guess what? The world, universe, God, Facebook, whoever is going to come and is going to test your conviction. So don't let those tests of convictions distract you from the focus, from the goal that you've decided to move forward with. Okay, my third piece of advice around stepping into full protection is that you need a someone. You need a someone by your side. You can't do it alone. Now, that doesn't mean a business partner, and it doesn't necessarily mean your husband, your life partner, although it could be. But you need a someone. It could simply be a buddy at your work that works with you, for you. It could be a business coach. It could be anybody. I think that special someone comes in all forms. But I actually think there needs to be a someone in your business that's like a 2IC, tucked in by your side, who can be your yin to your yang. Now, for example, I'm a creative entrepreneur. I'm an ideas person. I've learned to be very structured, but you know what? I'm crap at the detail. You know what? Really weird. I'm really good at detail when I'm building and creating. I'm shit at detail when it is following and repeating. So I know that about myself. So the people that I have around me in my business are my opposites. And they're people that can activate small stuff in the process, who love to do process because I hate it. I can't do it alone, and so I don't. And when I'm in the small stuff and the process and the weeds, if you will, do you know what? I get into the space of overwhelm and stress. My adrenaline goes up and I sit on the edge of not panic, but I feel this, you know, it's like being in the mouse wheel. I'm constantly running. And it's not my place of genius. It's not my zone where I work. I'm not in the zone, I guess you could say. And so what we don't love just becomes noise and distraction. And it's like that buzzing in your ear. And you can't focus on the things that are important, the things that are going to move the needle in your business, the things that are going to step you forward. So you need a yin to your yang. You need a somebody. Now, I've had two somebodies in my life. When I had my salon, I had a woman who subsequently became my best friend. She was the bridesmaid at my wedding. But she was my we were just on the same page, and I would say, let's do this. And she would say, yes, but let's just do this much first. She brought me down to earth, and she was really great at it. And she probably taught me the structure that I so strongly live in now, because she would say, okay, well, let's do 10% of it, and let's put it in a quick box, let's put it in a row, let's put it in a structure. And I just gravitated to that because it controlled my creative madness. You know, and it put it into a box and something that I could sort. And if one of your challenges is you've got too many ideas and implementing them and completing them, if you've got too many cans open, then you've got a problem. You need a yin to your yang, and you need a Carrie in your life. Now, I've got in this business, she's a business owner now, in this business, in the Salon Owners Collective and Salon Bot world, I have a Susie and I have a Nick. I had a lot of yings to my yang. Nick was my first, we did this personality test, and she's called the maker. She's like, she gets things in a row. She needs to be really structured, and she challenges me because she says, well, I don't understand how that works. And my brain goes like, what do you mean you don't understand what that works? I'm an intuitive and I just know how things works, and she needs it in a line. But do you know what's really great about that, being in a line and being in a structure, is that everybody else in the company knows what to do. And this is what Carrie did for me too, and I subsequently had other people inside the business as she kept it simple and in a structure that then was duplicatable or replicatable or at least communicationable. It was in a format that we could communicate to the team and people could follow. If you want people to follow your vision, then it needs to be put in a format that people can understand and follow. You can't say, yeah, let's do this, it's really exciting, everybody, let's do it. And they'll go, oh, that's really nice, but now what do we do? And then as creative entrepreneurs, we scratch our head and think, why is nobody doing what I said? It's because you didn't tell them what to do. You just said, I've got a great idea, woohoo. So it's just noise to them. You need you need a yin to your yang, you need a Susie or a Nick or a Kerry who can put the structure in so you can live in your zone of genius, in that space where you create and you drive forward and keep yourself out of the weeds and in white space. When you've got white space, you can think. You know, if you ever have that experience where your best ideas come to you in the shower, do you know if that's your only white space that you're having, you've got a problem. You need to create that opportunity to think, not just in the shower, in other places in your life so you can make good, smart decisions. I love thinking in the shower, but by the time I get out and get dressed, I've forgotten half of it. Really hard to have a piece of paper and a pen in the shower. And I take my phone in there sometimes in case I'm having brainwaves. But do you know what? When the water is dripping down the screen, it actually affects your ability to type. Not a perfect science. So those are my thoughts. You need a yin to your yang. You need to protect yourself from distraction. Learn to say no, shiny objects, no, no, no. And fill your cup first. And treat yourself like a CEO. Even if you're only on your way, on the journey to becoming the CEO that you want, start behaving and doing the behavior of the CEO now, like a high-performance athlete or the queen, you know, like... The community comes around the queen and protects her so she can do her job. So I hope today has inspired you and made you think a little bit about what your purpose is and how you're treating yourself. Because if you're not treating yourself as number one, there is no other way that the people around you have any chance to be successful. So if you need help learning to give yourself full protection, if you want to grow your business but you feel stuck, then I want to formally invite you to join the Freedom and Profit Hub. This is my signature program. It delivers the exact strategies via masterclass and step-by-step actions that I use to grow my multi-million dollar salon. And of course, now those same strategies I use in my coaching business. Straight from my playbook into your hands. Now, the first step... Step one of the Freedom and Profit Formula is leverage clarity and unlock freedom. This section, there's multiple classes and masterclasses and steps and activities and just listening to things like this, like today's podcast, is where you'll learn to behave and step into being the CEO and learn to lead your business to where you want to go. So come and join me and take your place amongst other salon owners. There are some awesome people in my community. Like, I feel so lucky. It's not a place of, like, there's never a negative word. It's only support. And we're all working towards creating more freedom and profit in our lives. You'll be surrounded by forward-thinking salon owners on a mission to conquer it in business and become the CEO without compromising our own lives. Put ourselves first. But working hard when we need to, because I don't promise it will be easy, but I do promise it will be worth it. So you'll get exclusive access to the 5 steps training on how to use the freedom and profit formula and gain clarity, unlock freedom, drive more sales, more profits, attract and grow a rockstar team, and generate clients on demand. So come and hang out with me. I'd love to have you there. I'll leave the link below in the show notes, of course, for you to come and sign up. And thanks again for tuning in today. And I look forward to hanging out with you again next week.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective Podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective Podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.